Finding God in the Moment. I asked my university class to think about what God has been teaching them in the last week. They sat silently considering, and when none responded, I asked a few students, and one honestly replied, "I don't know." And another said, "I've been so busy with school, I haven't thought about it." I was rather surprised that young adults from a Christian university couldn't see what God was doing in their lives. They weren't finding God in the moment. Christian author and blogger Sharon Janes recounts a similar experience with her Bible study when participants were asked the same question. Most responses were quite dated, with some answering, "When I was 15, or "In my first year of marriage," or "5 years ago when I lost my job." None of them could remember a recent event of seeing God move in their lives. This spurred Janes to ask, why do we have to go so far back into the archives of our lives to look for that one time we recognized God's active presence? She wonders, do we miss the glory moments that flash before us because we aren't looking for them? This then begs the question, what then are we missing? Franciscan friar Richard Rohr believes it's our busyness that distracts us from seeing God. He writes, "Western people are goal-oriented, and as a result, we can't imagine doing anything that won't get us something." He suggests once we take away the busyness, we'll discover God has been there the entire time. Jesus certainly wants us to think so, for he says, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." He's active in our lives, whether we're aware of his presence or not. Even Solomon, in his morose book of Ecclesiastes, writes, "God keeps such people so busy enjoying life because God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart." Is God keeping you occupied with a glad heart? If only our busyness did create a constant gladness. Too often our busy thoughts and lives chase us around with worries over health, finances, relationships, or work, each concern hunting us down from morning till night. But that isn't the way God wants life to be for us. He's designed us that our spirits are to be renewed every day. We've been encouraged from the time we first heard the call of Christ to hear his voice so that our hearts won't be deceived by sin and we won't be hardened before God. How do we maintain this focus every day in the chaos of our lives? How do we find God in the everyday moments? It starts with the instruction found in the book of Genesis. Do you recall that it was God's habit of walking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the garden every day? They knew to expect him there, and because of their sin, they hid themselves from him. Yet he called out to them, inviting them to come to him once more. In the same way, our willingness to meet with God opens the door to honest discussions and evaluations of where we are at spiritually as well as what we're doing physically. This is meant to be a regular habit, meeting with God daily to talk with him about everything going on in our lives. Then we have a greater understanding of what he's doing in, around, and through us as we have these regular quiet moments with him. Second, we can find him in his word. As we daily engage in reading scripture, we discover specific truths necessary for that day. This is especially important if we are launching into a new adventure, but it's also meant to be an established practice of study. This is what God taught Joshua as he's preparing to lead the people into the promised land. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. What does God's word have for us? The writer of Hebrews declares that his word is alive and powerful, exposing our innermost thoughts and desires. So many times I've looked directly at the word for guidance on major decisions in my life, but more importantly, I've found the relevance of his word to guide me every day. Like today, for instance, when my daily Bible reading led me to the verse in Ecclesiastes, reminding me that he occupies our heart with gladness every day. As I reflected on this, I recognized that God's constant activity in my life enables me to see the good He's always doing on my behalf. For even as we, if we are to ask Him for our daily bread, we'll find that He fills us with good things. We are also encouraged to praise God every day. If we awaken each day with praise on our lips, thanking God for what He's doing in our lives, what a different attitude we will have throughout the day. Solomon recognized this, for he wrote, "For the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast." If our thoughts are centered on God, the cares of this world do fade away. Paul tells the Ephesians, "Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes." What we think can take us in one direction or another, but if we're thinking about God, what a different direction our minds will take. As the prophet Isaiah declares, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Even though the psalmist, who opens with this cry, "How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day?" He concludes his psalm with, "But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me." He may have started in despair, but he concluded with faith. And that's what can happen when we open our day looking for God. It may seem like God is not listening to our cries, as David moans, "Every day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. Every night I lift my voice, but I find no relief." Yet he too turns his groans to praise, ending with, "I will praise you in the great assembly. I will fulfill my vows in the presence of those who worship you." The more he spoke to God, the more he realized that God wasn't being silent, that God was actually moving in his midst and giving him hope for his future. The psalmist Asaph felt the same way. Initially, he complained, "I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain." But the longer he spoke of God, his attitude completely changed. His despair drove him to the sanctuary, and there within he came to a divinely inspired revelation. "I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. They do not thrive in the presence of God, nor prosper in eternity. The injustice in the world is weakened as we see how good it is to be near God and make the sovereign Lord our shelter." Further, finding God's activity in every moment lets us see his constant attention and care for us. We see this personified in the protective stance of Mordecai, as we read, "Every day Mordecai would take a walk near the courtyard of the harem to find out about Esther and what was happening to her." The prophet Nahum verifies this when he writes, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him." God does not abandon us in our day of trouble, but rather draws nearer still to us to be our stronghold and our strength. And as we take a moment to examine our lives, we see time and again where God protected us from harm and guided us away from evil or destruction. Finding God in every moment also helps us to be aware of and fight against the work of the enemy trying to attack our lives and others. Do you remember the story of Goliath? For 40 days, every morning and evening, the Philistine champion strutted in front of this Israelite army and taunted them for their weaknesses and cowardice. His daily threats caused the Israelites to cower in fear, but David, once he heard it, didn't put up with these lies, but fought back with the truth. "The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." He had walked with God through the valley of the shadow of death and feared no evil. He knew his cup was overflowing all the days of his life. And because he had found God faithful in the frightening moments, he knew God would be with him when he faced the enemy too. God was there for him in the valleys and in the mountains, whether he was running away from his enemy or running towards him. He knew God was there. Thus, when we think the world has gotten ahead of us or we're helpless in the fight, we are to remember his wonderful deeds and constantly think about him. For when we're thinking about God, we will remember our victories and not our defeats. And he will remind us of what he's doing in our present moment and not just what he's done. Thus, beloved, let's change to our frightened question, "Where are you, God?" to our quiet, confident, "I see you, God." If we stop for a moment and think of God and then meditate a moment and think with God, we will find ourselves bumping into him at every moment of our day, and we'll find his presence there. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.